Yeah, I'm glad to have you back from conservation camp, you know, where they got rid of the gay in you. Well, welcome back. Good to have you here. Hope you found the Lord. Anyway, it's been a long weekend of wrestling, everybody. All four of us are back. Let's get right into the shit.
Why does that fuck me for?
This is in no order whatsoever, but WrestleMania night one, we're going to treat this like we do our Monday night and Friday night SmackDown recaps. We'll do one, give our show grades, then do the other show grades.
Yeah. Donald Kirk off live on camera.
No.
It'll say the hard R. Me and Mo will jump him, and we'll all go home happy.
All right.
I got nothing on that. I'm just going to let that one ride. I have
nothing for you. Wait, Charlotte and Tiffany was night one? Good God. Okay.
Yeah, it was, I guess you'd call it co-main event because it was second to last. You could label it that way.
All right, well, we're starting with that one. Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair Women's Championship match.
It went from botches to a shoot. That's what it was.
Well, can we just say Tiffany had the best entrance? All WrestleMania?
That was pretty
cool. I don't know about all that now.
It was cool. We'll give it that.
Damien had fucking Kerry. Damien had Kerry King out there just making that guitar do shit it didn't know it could do. That guitar needed a cigarette after.
Somebody's got background noise.
That's me, my bad.
Here we go. But, we all like this match.
I don't remember both of it.
No, didn't like it.
Fair enough. I think Dakota summed it up pretty good. It was a shoot until, or it was rough until it was a shoot.
Well, I think it's a more thing, bro.
Go ahead.
But like Charlotte was trying to drop her dick on Tiffany, and then like it just didn't have real good flow because I felt like there was, I don't know, too much animosity between the both of them.
Yeah, this wasn't the Charlotte we saw against Rhea a couple of years ago, or last year.
I'm just happy they made the right decision for Tiffany to win it. But I was also drinking moonshine straight from a jar by this point, so.
Well.
I remember the match being on.
Having Charlotte wrestle with that big-ass knee brace on, and it looked like Tiffany was holding back. It didn't look good.
No.
Like probably she was losing, but she wasn't gonna go down and not be like she was the best one in the ring. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh no, it looks like her Kentucky Oaks odds are going down the tube, so
next match we had El Grande Americano defeating Rey Fénix.
Whatever. Damn.
The greatest luchador of all time.
The greatest white man to turn Mexican ever.
You don't know who that is. You heard the video packs before the match. You had a Spanish accent.
All right, man. Whatever you say.
Trump's American now. I'm sorry.
It's Kalisto.
Kalisto wasn't bad.
Anyways. United States Championship match, probably my favorite match of the night, Jacob Fatu defeating LA Knight.
Sensational.
That BFT midair was pretty cool.
Yeah. If he's going to lose to anybody, I'd rather it be Jacob.
Yeah.
I just like everybody on Twitter freaking out that Haku jumped the barricade to go celebrate with him. First of all, who's going to stop him? All right?
Nobody. Not a damn soul.
That was a nice touch at the end, though. I like that. But
yeah, not what I mean.
Yeah, anything else I'm missing from this match?
Nothing for this one.
All right. Jade Cargill defeated Naomi.
Naomi carried this one.
Yeah. Jade did okay.
I thought it was pretty good. Or not? Well, I wouldn't say great, but it's just this could have been on a SmackDown.
I mean, it was like, a good match. Something wrong, but
in terms of like how they wrestled, not like everything else. Not like story and shit.
That electric chair into a powerbomb was a thing that of was beauty.
Fucking sweet.
Yeah, but apparently Naomi got hurt or something.
If she did, it's a freak accident. I watched the video all over Twitter today. It looks like she kind of twists midair, but it's not on Jade. It's not really on Naomi. It just gravity kind of took over.
I got you. But
she landed pretty flat, like all things considered.
What about that the beginning of the of Jade's entrance where they had the weatherman out there with the terrible CGI?
That was ass, the single dumbest shit.
It was ass.
Tony Khan said, "You can sign her, but at WrestleMania, I got to do some dumb shit."
A match that wouldn't even make the mid card on a Monday Night Raw. New Day defeats the War Raiders.
It was a great match that nobody gave a fuck about. I don't care.
Glad it's off the War Raiders. That's about it.
We kind of got the SmackDown tag titles in a TLC match, but we got this instead.
True.
I think if you did this match tonight, it would have had the same effect.
Yep.
But overall, the match wasn't bad. Just nobody gave a fuck. But also the crowd on night one was ass cheeks.
I mean, look at the product they had. Can't really blame them.
What?
I can, you rich, spoiled bitches.
I mean, the first two matches were ass.
Yeah.
I thought the tag team match was good.
Yeah. All right.
The match is starting off. Gay man Ken, I'll go fuck my own pussy.
Right. Uh-huh. The match that started the whole show, Jey Uso defeated Gunther.
Bro.
Yeah.
Man.
Just to make him a transitional champion.
Yeet.
It was a good Jey Uso match, but an average Gunther match.
Well, buying his fucking t-shirts, assholes. You're all the reason he's a champion.
I have one!
It's one too many.
You
got to go and buy another. Mark
T-shirt on TikTok. We traded chops for super kicks.
Super kicked twice.
Still one too many.
Exactly. No,
the match was fine, though. The match
just go ahead and say the hard R, John. We know what you want to do.
Damn, not John. That's crazy.
Man, it's just. All right, Dakota. That's enough.
I gotta watch what I see on here. That's gonna get me in trouble.
Yeah, Dakota still got that moonshine going through his veins.
Yeah. That's damn near ethanol. What we drank, right?
That Eastern Kentucky's coming out in.
Yeah.
They say you never leave Harlan alive. My bad.
Anyways. On to the main event of night one, Seth Rollins defeated Roman and CM Punk.
Why, Paul? Why?
Great
cinema.
Match.
Cinema.
Honestly, matches with WrestleMania.
Paul enjoyed that nut shot of Roman Reigns a little too long.
He was cranking that hog, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was going crazy.
A couple seconds too long.
To the tribal jewels.
He was going crazy with the nut twist.
But, like, the ending was nothing but hit your finish, I hit my finish, and everybody kicked out. It was still fucking incredible. I genuinely didn't know who was going to win.
Yeah.
They call it cinema.
Cinema.
All right. Well, I don't think I missed anything here. That was night one. Show grades.
B minus. B plus.
We're very gracious.
I'll split the difference. I'll give it a B.
I'm gonna say A-. The main event and the U.S. Championship really did.
Yeah,
that's fair. As long as nobody gave it an A+, I mean, a lot of underwhelming shit here.
A lot of underwhelming shit here. Title of my sex tape. Anyway.
Oh my god. Night two. We're going to start off with the women's triple threat match. Io defeated Rhea and Bianca.
Match of the weekend. It was all gas, no bricks.
Phenomenal. It was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. The ending was... I mean, it was really similar to Dominic's ending, but I think it was executed better.
Yeah.
This is how she won the NXT title way back too. Not way back, but a couple years ago.
Fun fact, Io's undefeated in triple threat matches.
Yeah, Bianca's undefeated streak at WrestleMania got broke too.
Don't tell me that.
It was 4-0 if you don't count the battle royal she was in. But, all right. Yeah, anybody got any more points for that one?
Io
nah.
is sensational. And I've been screaming her name for the past couple months.
Correct. But, next, we had Drew McIntyre defeating Damian Priest.
Yeah.
Drew finally got a win.
Still bored at work.
Hope that's a trend every year.
He got Hater of the Year award, didn't he, today? Yesterday?
The one day, yeah.
Who?
Drew. Hater of the Year.
I liked it. Popped up.
He's a shoe-in for Hater of the Year.
He's made me learn I'm not petty enough.
Yeah, you don't hate enough, brother. It's not in you. You might be doing it for fun. It's his life.
See, that's why I got out of competitive hating, all right? It's too many sweats.
All right. You got any notes for this one?
What?
Fucking Slayer.
All I know is whenever the dude started playing, I'm pretty sure I felt Dakota doing backflips from my house. It's fucking going crazy.
Dog, I love Slayer. Second best Big Four thrash metal band. Megadeth's the first. Argue with the Wall.
I got nothing for you. Next, we had the Fatal 4-Way Intercontinental Championship match won by Dominic. Bron Breakker, Finn Balor, and Penta were also in this match.
Good match. And called it.
You called Dom winning?
Yeah. I told you. Finn Balor, Stolen Valor, Dominic and Five.
Great match, though. Everybody got their finish. Everybody got their finisher in.
Braun killed Carlito.
Yeah, that too.
Carlito stayed getting killed.
Man's got a big ass WWE contract. Just came back to take Spears. You know what? He's living the best life.
Take Spears. Play the game. Eat apples. You know.
15-foot Spears.
Man.
Whatever. Pat was saying about that.
Well, Pat ain't saying much right now.
He's saying a lot of right now.
We'll get there.
All right. Next, we had
say his name and he appears.
Yeah. Joe Hendry showed up for the Open Challenge versus Randy Orton.
Where I literally couldn't believe it.
Where he took the funniest RKO of all time.
This I'd rather have seen someone else, but
hater.
What's that? Fuck around pussies over here. It's fine.
The I thought you were
A no more. I thought you were delivered.
So the best part of that that final RKO was he didn't give it away with his eyes like everybody always looks for it when they're about to get it. That made it even better.
Just the camera close up, and you see Randy hop, just fly into the screen.
Yeah.
I like this, Randy.
I know a lot of people were mad. Like, you just jobbed out the TNA champion. Like, well, it's also Randy fucking Orton, so.
Right.
Yeah. You aren't going to get anything outside of a squash match, and that's why I think what they did was probably the best. But, yeah.
Vince was somewhere with a gun in his mouth, though.
Oh, 100%. Not on the WrestleMania stage to him, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We got out AAA, and we got TNA guys in our champion. The TNA champion in our show. Yeah. Ah, fuck him. Anyway, Logan Paul defeated AJ Styles.
Fucking stupid. I hate it here.
I wish Logan Paul wasn't such a fucking douchebag.
I wish he wasn't so good at wrestling, because this was fun.
The Karrion Kross bit was my favorite part.
Yeah. Do it for us!
And then 9 hours later, crashing the fuck out.
He goes, brother. He goes.
He ain't wrong, though.
If you haven't had the chance to look it up, look up Karrion Kross losing it on whatever show it was. You could probably just find the clip anywhere if you look up Karrion Kross right now.
They had to show him to us in the first 10 minutes of Raw just so we knew he wasn't fired.
Yeah. What was you saying, Ma? Didn't mean to cut you off.
I just said he goes. That's the only thing. If his mic skills become any better, he'd be fucking great. But he sucks on the mic.
Who?
Logan?
Yes. Yeah, Logan. Logan's a world champ.
Yep.
I mean, right there.
I'm not saying he wouldn't deserve it, but at the same time, like, why, God?
People in Japan. Man would love
for sure.
That's why he won the U.S. title, not the Intercontinental. So he only has to wrestle one area.
But next is the match that I don't think anybody give a shit about. The women's championship match. Becky Lynch was.
Don't mind the Becky return. I liked it, but
I say I'm fine with Becky returning. But after tonight, I don't. It's all fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get the turn in her heel, but
has Becky had a successful heel run, like legitimately?
No,
I think she's just no.
I think she's been based in man. Her call up.
So,
and then we just throwing away every major Bayley storyline she's ever been involved in the past, like, she's 4 months. Like, why?
She's out of here, buddy. Bayley's gone. She's out.
Man, it's going to suck wrestling in front of 50 people in a bingo hall and getting jobbed out to this chihuahua-looking fucking cunt of a wrestler every goddamn night.
Mercedes Moné, tag team, baby.
Fucking worthless.
Dive it in. It's coming.
I think Bayley's at the end. I think she feels accomplished in WWE.
I mean, she's done it all.
Cares. But it would be rather paying going from WWE to AEW. I'm just saying. So, I don't know.
Well, Ken, like we tell all the AEW fans at the end of the podcast, wash your ass. Change your clothes.
I washed my ass. Some bitch.
He took it personally. He said, I'll have you know
what. Call me what you want, ass. But I took a shower.
Call me what you want, but don't call me gay.
Jesus.
What did Dakota say two episodes ago?
What, they may call you racist, but they never call you a liar?
Yeah, that one. That's fucked.
Fucking aggressive.
Alright, final match of night two, Undisputed Championship.
Fucker, here we go.
John Cena defeated Cody Rhodes.
Oh, this shit was ass!
Cody Rhodes!
Here's the thing. I think they accomplished what John Cena was setting out to do.
Yep.
I don't think he was trying to make it like a wrestling match. I think the whole thing was just like a fuck you to everybody.
Yeah, this is exactly how Dakota plays WB 2K. Just spams the same five moves.
Sensational.
Five stars be damned, huh?
It'd have been a 7.25 in the Tokyo Dome, but I think what I'm most mad about is The Rock didn't even show up. Like, you could have the same match, just replace Travis Scott with The Rock, everybody's fucking happy.
I don't. What's the push for Travis Scott? Like, I'm not understanding it.
I don't know, but Cody slammed his face into the mat on that crossroad.
Fuck yeah, he did. That's a receipt. But I just, again, I was fine with Cena winning, and I was kind of okay with him doing it in the way that they did it. Just kind of, it was a slow pace, just John didn't give a shit back. But the fucking Travis Scott stuff, I don't know.
What was the point of having The Rock at Elimination Chamber and just not coming back?
I really thought he was, because like he had posted that he was in Maui or something like before the start. I was like, oh, that's probably them just doing the old bamboozle trick.
Hell, I don't know. I don't pay attention to The Rock doing Maui stuff anymore. Not after that last fiasco.
Well, one thing was like it was posted to one of the wrestling sites and it showed The Rock's like Twitter page and he was trying to just down there and I'm like, well, that's probably just them trying to bamboozle people. And fucking Travis Scott came out and did a slow walk and fucking just, I don't get it. But I really wish they did. I don't know. I don't care about seeing the skill turn, but I just really wish that would not have been the closing match of WrestleMania Night 2.
I don't want to hear that fucking Travis Scott song again for the rest of my life.
I don't want to hear any Travis Scott song. I don't think I've heard one good one.
I don't think I've heard any Travis Scott songs outside of Fiend, just because it's been blared all over fucking WWE.
Y'all are hating now. I just hate you.
Damn right I'm hating.
I'm hating.
You don't listen to that shit here. This is a big X for Plug household.
Ow.
But yeah. I gotta say, I was just disappointed.
We were bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Yeah. I honestly would have much rather seen the triple threat be the end of night two and the women's triple threat being the end of night one.
But we had to have Cody Rhodes.
How about
that's the thing, it wasn't even about right.
All right, Ken, you gotta give me the what's the layout for Cody Rhodes' his future, brother?
Because
I've been the biggest Cody Rhodes title run hater of all of us.
It's gonna be Cody Rhodes versus Randy for the belt after Randy beats John at SummerSlam.
Not because I hate Cody, but the shit has been boring.
Would the title run have been better if The Rock just didn't get involved?
Yes. he could have just had Cena snap and turn heel at Mania after he realized he can't just compete with a younger Cody Rhodes since he's getting up there, and just low blow him, hit him with the belt, do it that way, win as a heel that way instead of having The Rock do whatever the weird molesting thing was in the ring at Elimination Chamber. It still makes me uncomfortable.
Jesus Christ.
Why did he touch him like that?
Before we get on Raw, how about Stone Cold missing the ramp and then getting out onto the floor and then fucking running into the barricade?
Diabolical.
On this ATV.
That lady sold the shit out of that.
She's trying. Fuck yeah, she did.
She's trying to get paid. You know what that was.
I don't know if y'all saw it, but Nick Khan went down and talked to her after, I guess, it happened. I guess probably saying, yeah, please don't sue. We'll give you whatever you want.
Stupid.
But at the same time, like, you're sitting front row, you know some shit's going to happen.
That was the worst flop. That was a terrible flop.
Let me say it. Nobody got hurt. You see him lock the brakes up as he realizes he's not making the turn.
She fell down like a half second too late for it to be believable.
Like, we've seen wrestlers thrown into the barricades harder than Austin hit that.
Block and foul, 2 free throws.
Like, night one with... Was night one Damian and Drew, or night two either? No, it was a match night one, because Scotty and all them are here. Somebody got thrown to the barricade, the whole thing almost came down in one match.
I think that might have been Fatu.
That sounds right. But you get what I'm saying? Like, we've seen wrestlers hit them harder than Austin hit that. Like, calm the fuck down.
Yeah. It's either Fatu or one of the War Raiders. I just know it was a large individual.
Nice. Damn near took the whole side of that barricade down. But thank you for at least remembering what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. It's almost the same spot, too.
But I think we should go on the other side, yeah.
Show grades.
B.
For night two? Night B? Two.
Yeah.
That main event slipped fire taste in my mouth. I'm kind of with Ken. Everything else fucking smack, but
A minus. I liked everything else besides the main event.
Yeah, I'm with John on that.
Yeah.
Again, if you just brought The Rock out instead of Travis Scott, since you already brought him in for some weird shit, everybody would have been happy.
It's an A plus for me, but that.
It is what it is in the sport.
How are you going to bring in a dude who makes Cody look like the Big Show and want me to believe he's going to let Cena win, all right?
Yeah, he does look like a crackhead. Like, full show. He looks fucking sick as fuck.
Had a damn Make-A-Wish kid in the ring helping Cena win. It made no fucking sense.
Oh, no, that makes perfect sense then.
Don't do that to me mid-vape hit. My lungs, goddamn!
Alright, so on to Monday Night Raw. Let's go to take it.
Alright. Thought that would hurt. So after the standard video package that recapped everything that nobody gave a fuck about, Cena comes down for his victory lap and does do a solid promo just telling everybody they're an asshole and you're only going to see me, what was it, like 26 more times after the match?
Yeah.
He had a solid promo just doing still the whole fuck the crowd, I'm doing this for me thing, and taking the belt home with me. But the best part was Randall Keith Orton. Just doing what Randall Keith Orton does.
He snuck in as soon as Cena said, everybody get your cameras out. You don't want to miss this.
Sensational.
just needed Michael Cole yelling "Watch out!" 15 times before he did it.
Sensational. Anybody have other thoughts, opinions?
I'm just mad I missed it live.
All right, you are, Ken. Next. Next, we had Lyra Valkyra and Becky Lynch defending their women's tag team titles against Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan, with the Judgment Day side picking up the win, and then Becky Lynch jumping her, and this is why I'm mad about Becky returning.
Grand opening, grand closing.
There's no reason to pull Bayley from this just for this to happen. You could have just had Becky come back and be a heel.
Nah, it's a clean sweep. They clean the house, baby. And so you got too many women down there that's ready to come up. Bayley, peace. Becky, peace. Who else?
Charlotte, get the step, please.
Lord willing.
Natalia, gotta go.
Definitely needs to go.
Piper, sorry.
Jesus.
Yeah, you just hating now, goddamn.
At least you just got there.
I don't mind Piper Niven. I think she's actually pretty fun when she's in the ring.
She does wrestle really well.
Nia Jax probably gotta go.
Oh, that's a great.
They got about six women that are ready to come up, bro.
They got like 15 women ready to make me act up. Fuck.
Too many cooks.
Okay, some of them can come hang out in my kitchen.
Caden Carter, gotta go. Sorry.
You say Caden?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he saw the NXT roster and moved on.
Well, we don't look at the NXT roster very often, Mo.
Ooh, who said that shit?
The brain starts wandering.
I never said that. All I needed to see was Lash.
I just want uppies. Hold me. Tell me you're proud of me. Anyway.
I wasn't ready.
Next, we had the New Day come out doing a victory lap, saying they're the best tag team in the world, and then Otis, Tozawa, and Maxine, how you doing? Come out, and they're getting ready to squabble, and then suddenly it is once again a glorious Rusev day as Rusev comes back home.
Twin. My brother.
Good to have Rusev back. He was one of the few reasons I did watch AEW for the longest time.
Never liked him.
Damn, you said you never liked him? Damn.
No, never liked Rusev.
I don't really have an opinion on him because this is a part of wrestling that I missed.
You didn't miss much here.
Damn.
You're not.
He was okay.
We was struggling in these streets for a while as wrestling fans.
he's okay if he has a manager.
And CJ Perry signed a Legends deal with WWE, so.
Wolf.
Hey, duh. Anyway. Any more thoughts, opinions?
It made no sense to bring him out in this segment, but, I mean, you had your job team out there to do their thing.
Yeah, who called this? Somebody called this on prediction night.
I think we were calling in being Randy's opponent.
Yeah. What if he originally was and somebody from the team was like, damn it, they guessed it, we gotta move him to Raw.
I don't think the janitor
that listens to us in WWE.
I was gonna say the one person that accidentally clicked on our podcast.
Somebody probably did.
And hopefully they kept you around. Probably did anyway.
Bronson Reed probably clicked on it. That's why I'm blocked. So,
dang.
You're also blocked by Teddy Bridgewater like 5 times.
And
how did you get Teddy Lamar.
I was gonna say he said the wrong level quarterback.
I wouldn't let John hate on Teddy like that. Teddy's my goat.
I wouldn't hate on Teddy anyway.
He earned that shit. All right.
Next up, we have Io Sky come out for a little victory lap, and then we have Stephanie Vaquer also come out, and they have an impromptu match.
I mean, this is the creepiest way of fucking saying that. It made it so much better.
Look, all I'm saying is that long ass coat you was wearing wasn't hiding all that movement. All right.
He said that the creepiest fucking way, and it made it so much fucking better.
Wood.
Fucking wood.
All I know is I got $150 in a car. I'll let y'all know how it goes after the podcast. Anyway, some ball knowledge required for that one.
Oh.
But yeah, the match was cooking until Roxanne Perez came out and interrupted it.
A boring ass.
Fucking mud on all accounts.
And then Julia.
Hold on. He just called Roxanne Perez boring. Stop it.
For the night, man. Just for the night.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Mo just don't want to see his sister succeed anyway. And then we also have Julia. I can't remember how to pronounce her name.
Julia.
Thank you. I know I'm butchering it. Showed up too, and then also attacks Stephanie as Perez then starts attacking Io Sky. Then Rhea Ripley comes out. Didn't even let her finish her eyeliner. Just had one eye undone. Came out and broke it up.
Why did Rhea need to be out here? It made no sense.
They're setting up Julia versus Rhea. And I'm here for it.
That might be a fun one.
Yeah. Now for
any
it.
More? Any more thoughts, opinions? Anybody need to clean up their pants?
Kid.
No, I already did. Thank you, though.
He said, clean up on all me.
Yeah, clean up on all me done.
My only opinion of that match is
yes. All is great.
Booker T felt a disturbance in the force when that match happened.
Yeah.
How he gets away with it with Queen Charmel, I'll never know. Next we had
his permanent seat on the couch, that's why.
With his money, he can afford a good couch. He's just sleeping at the performance center.
Oh, yeah, man.
Uh-huh. Next we had...
He was asleep. He was praying.
Half the crowd was praying during Triple H's speech. While we're on that, why you kiss Sean on the mouth like that, Trips?
That might have been why that nigga Bret Hart was looking at them like gay.
Bret Hart was thinking suddenly Bill Goldberg ain't so bad.
Man.
And then I forget that 7 minutes.
I ain't forget that promo where he called them gay. I ain't forget.
He's probably like, I wish Bill Goldberg was here to kick my head off into the seventh row.
There's also a moment where Triple H calls himself bisexual live on commentary during a match. Look it up. It happened.
Mm.
Well, he slipped his way to the top, I guess. Freaky Vince McMahon.
Freaky ass family.
Vincent Diddy McMahon. Anyway.
Vincent Diddy.
Dog, I'm fighting for my life over here. Anyway, next we had Jey Uso yeeting for 3 hours. As soon as Sammy came out, I said, I'm in hell. This is enough.
Yeah, that did my man Sammy wrong.
Remember when Sammy was cool? Pepper still remembers.
If he's in a serious role, it's terrible. He has to be the funny guy.
The best part was someone in the crowd had a Hogan Fears Union sign, and I loved it.
I've seen that. That was funny.
Could have just put Hogan Fears whatever thing is not white after that.
But next up, all right, well, Ken, any thoughts? Right, you are, kid.
What?
Do you have anything to say about the Geek Fest? Oh, I broke my mom.
Fucking pass.
Right, you are. Next, we had Penta versus Dominic Mysterio for the IC title. With the returning JD McDonagh. Yep. 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 Yep.
I am kind of interested in this one, though. What does Finn do since his boy's back? Did they go out to the tag titles again?
Nope.
Or is he like, fuck it?
I think John called it earlier. I think Finn's setting himself up for a turn.
Like, he's setting himself up for a turn for like 3 years now.
Well, sometimes it's slow cook, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We're only in the third inning of a doubleheader in a 7-game series, all right?
Jesus,
you know, the Bloodline story is only in the fifth inning, so.
You know, Bill Goldberg once kicked my head into the fifth row. But any more opinions about the match?
Nope.
Alrighty then.
Baby, let Dom cook.
We forgot about Gunther choking the fuck out of Pat.
That was some time off. Pat was tired, man.
NFL draft coverage, like Mo said in the group chat. Just love how Joe Tessitore was just walking around backstage.
Oh, they'll never need me.
He was still in town from doing all the post shows. Now they had him working graveyard shift. He had to get to sleep in.
It'd be even funnier if he came out from under the ring. It was me all along, Austin.
I deserve to be on Monday nights. But next, we had to end the show, Seth and Paul Heyman coming out, and then Punk coming out, and then Roman. All things kind of happened.
Bron Breakker.
All the things happened. Whoa. I don't even know what the biggest point would be besides Breakker coming out. I don't know why we ended the show.
Is there Heyman man now?
What new faction is this? We got Seth, we got Bron. Who's that? Who's the third? We got a new shield.
And his name was John Cena. Do I still have this?
Yeah, could be. I like where y'all minds is going, even though y'all sick.
Why are you kidding?
But like it was a cool segment. I just don't know why we waited all night for this.
It's because you touch yourself at night.
Well,
bro.
Somebody's got to do it.
It's
Sjogren's. So yeah, that was raw. I'm gonna give it the B.
I was entertained the whole way. I mean, give it an A minus.
I'm gonna give it a B plus.
Oh, yeah. Wait for my show grade. B plus.
God damn, Cam, do you want to host the show? Say something.
He's stalling like Jey Uso waiting for the yeets.
Man. Hater of the year.
Nah, I've just been up since 4 o'clock.
But when he do it, see, I knew y'all was racist.
Oh.
Wow. Maybe casually. Wild card to throw out there on a Monday night.
I'm falling asleep on a Friday night and I don't hear the end of this motherfucker talking about he's been up since 4. Oh, y'all racist, man.
I'm still on. So.
I mean, we just do a little, you know, that casual daytime racism with your friends without hurting anybody.
Maybe a flare up of traffic every now and then.
Watching half the Reds roster trying to swing a bat, you know, some slurs come out. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, man.
You know, somebody misses a wide-open layup and some stuff happens. It's fine.
Speaking of sports, did my bet hit?
I don't know. Probably not.
Did the economy take a hit? Probably.
Thank you, Orange Man. Appreciate you. Another tariff, another billion to Israel. Anyways.
It did not. Castellanos went 0-4 with 3 strikeouts. I fucking hate it here.
Yeah. Anyways, follow us everywhere you do social media at Cheap Pop Productions and on TikTok. I pop this potty for the cheap.
You cheap.
Dakota, do you have any shenanigans you want to throw out before we get out of here?
You know, that sounds like a quick clickbait question, and I'm just not going to answer that.